Track 14, and here is this week's sports news, quite a lot of it, starting with athletics. Last week, Bovey Valley Runners presented a cheque for £250 to Connor Barmer from Andy's Man Club. Ruth Bushell, acting chair of BVR, commented, "What a fantastic week for Bovey Valley Runners. As a club, it's great to know we're helping our members make positive changes to their life and health, as well as supporting other organisations like Andy's Man Club that share the same aspirations. Andy's Man Club is a men's suicide prevention charity that tries to end the stigma surrounding men's mental health and to help men through the power of conversation." Elsewhere for Bovey Valley, Anna Gucha, or Gocha, completed a monumental event in the form of the Wild Horse 200. That's 200 miles and 30,000 feet of climbing. This epic event starts in Chepstow and follows the Offa's Dyke across the Brecon Beacons, finishing west of Swansea. It's a non-stop event, although short sleeps are permitted, with Anna starting at 6 o'clock on Wednesday morning and finishing on Sunday at 9:02 in the evening. A total time of 110 hours and 58 minutes. What an amazing achievement. Well, of course, we're well into the cricket season now, so there's quite a lot of cricket results. Chudley were well beaten. Barton are the new leaders in the Tolchards DCLB division, thanks to a 31-run win over Chudley at Kate Brook. Stoke Gabriel surrendered pole position by losing to Columpton, who now occupy Barton's former spot in second. Chudley remain in the bottom two with Tynmouth and Shoreden for company on 29 points each. In the Barton match, Tari Masakanda larruped exactly 100 from 90 balls faced as Barton reached 173 all out. Chudley looked to be in a strong position in the chase at 91 for 2, but it all went south for Chudley in the time it took them to slide from 91 to 2 to 142 all out. Meanwhile, Ashburton skipper Lloyd White is tipping Paignton's second 11 to run away with the C West title this season following his side's 5-wicket defeat at Queen's Park. George Yabsley hit a top score of 46 for the Ashes in an all-out total of 162. Paignton seamer Steve George pinned Ashes down for 9 overs, and there were 2 wickets each for Jack Harmon and Arthur Ray. Mark Orchard and Connor Bryan put on 101 for the second wicket as Paignton went off in hot pursuit. Bryan was still there at the end when the winning post was passed with more than 12 overs to go. Ivy Bridge maintained a tight grip on top spot in the C West division at the expense of South Devon. SDCC had Ivy Bridge reeling at 28 for 4, but they managed to get the total up to 231 for 9. SDCC, meanwhile, were in trouble from the word go as none of their top three scored a single run. They subsided to 125 all out, failing by a whopping 106 runs. Premier pace setters Sandford sidestepped a potential banana skin at Bovey Tracy, where they eventually defeated their lowly opponents by just 1 wicket. It was a familiar story for Bovey as they were bowled out for just 146. Sandford got the job done early in the 44th over. Bovey's second 11 suffered a similar fate, falling to Biddeford in B Division. Abbots Kerswell lost by 102 runs to Plimstock in the basement battle Tolchards DCLA division. Plimstock were rock bottom going into the game and without a win in 4 previous rounds, while Abbots were 3 points ahead of them. Prince Mazvawa had a credible claim for man of the match as he top scored with 49 in Plimstock's 50 over total of 181 for 8. Meanwhile, Abbots Kerswell, I'm afraid, subsided from 77 for 6 to 79 all out. Tynmouth and Shoreden didn't do much better. They were beaten in B Division by Budley Salterton, a maiden century for James Doble making a big difference. The eventual victors put up a very impressive total of 270, having been 130 for 7 at one point, while Tynmouth and Shoreden were all out for 204 in reply. Turning to golf, Tynmouth Golf Club recently prevailed in the opening round of the Emerton Court Trophy against Sidmouth. After losing the away leg 4-1, they enjoyed a 5-0 clean sweep on home soil to book their spot in the next round. This is the centenary year for Tynmouth Golf Club, and this wasn't a bad way to kick-start this important competition. Bowls. Bubby Tracy Bowls Club enjoyed yet another busy week of action that began with a bank holiday game of fun, the rules of which are far too complicated to explain. This was followed by a barbecue attended by some 60 members and partners, which was enjoyed by all. And finally, football. The Western Football League have moved quickly to secure a main sponsor for the upcoming campaign in the form of national builders merchant Dewsons. With a history of partnerships with local football going back to the old South Western League, the company have stepped into the shoes of Toolstation, whose long-established and happy marriage to the Western League ended amicably. And that concludes a rather lengthy sports session this week.